Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Lori Bradner, President of Inspiring Educational Systems Incorporated and Director of School Operations for Tailwheels, etc. from Lakeland, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lori Bradner with the Florida Aviation Network, and we are broadcasting live and in the clear from the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, celebrating the 49th annual Sun and Fun. And oh my gosh, what a glorious time it has been. Not only have we had absolutely perfect weather, there is so much new to see. If you have not come out and seen the second largest air show in the nation, then I absolutely would encourage you to get out there today and tomorrow. We will be here through Sunday. And of course, I have the best job in the world because I get to talk to the best people, the coolest people, the people that actually inspire me to do what I do, not only as a host, but as an educator. And so today I would like to welcome Colby Lee, if I said that correctly, and Alejandro Feliciano. How are you both?
Doing well. How are you?
Excellent.
Good. I am so honored. Thank you for taking time out to be here with us today. And you are here for a very special reason, because both of you are the best of the best, as Dr. Seuss would say. So what I'd like to do, and Alejandro, I'm going to start with you. Would you tell our viewers a little bit about what grade you're in? And then also, would you tell them a little bit about your background? How did you get involved? Because you're both students at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. So tell us your grade and a little bit about your background. How did you get involved? And Colby, you're not off the hot seat, because as soon as he's done, you're going next. Okay, I just want you to know. All right. So Alejandro, I'm going to start with you.
So I'm in the 12th grade. I'm a senior at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. Yeah. So how I got involved in aviation is a little interesting, because nobody in my family has ever been aviation or military focused. So I'm the first one in the family to actually do that.
You're the first generation.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
That is awesome. Okay, so what happened? What happened? How did you get involved?
So I remember my grandfather back in Puerto Rico. He lived near a military base. You know, I would see at the airport all the airplanes passing by, and I was like, that's so cool, right? But I didn't really know how to get there, right? So I wanted to help people, so I wanted to become a doctor. And when we moved here, I went to Kathleen Senior High School.
Yeah.
I saw the brochure for the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. And that's when I looked at my mom and I said, Mom, I want to be a pilot. So that's the moment that just made that dream come true.
That's amazing. And you made it happen.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, now, do you still have aspirations to blend aviation and the pilot with, and I'm taking an MD. So we just had Dr. Bush here. Would you like to blend the two together? Do you have aspirations to do that, or what are your thoughts?
I haven't thought about it yet, but you know, I don't know where life is gonna, you know, get me. So maybe that's in the future.
All right. Awesome. Well, I love it. First generation of the pilot. And okay, I do have to ask, I've got to put you on the hot seat. What did mom say? And I'm a mom, so I have to say this. What did mom say when you went, Mom, I just want to fly? What did mom say?
So my mom was personally, she was a little scared. She still is a little nervous every time I fly.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think when she saw the passion that I had for flying, I think that's what made her, you know, click and go like, yeah, I think this is what he wants to do. I'm going to support him through that.
So mama signed the waiver.
Mama signed the waiver.
That is awesome, Alejandro. Okay, Colby, what is your story? So tell us your grade, and then how did you get involved with aviation?
Yeah, so I'm a senior here at the Academy as well.
Okay.
Pretty much as long as I can remember, I wanted to be a pilot. My grandfather served in the Navy. He was a pilot and flew the Vietnam War. So, you know, growing up and hearing his stories and, you know, just seeing the things that he did, really admired him. And he was a great inspiration and kind of led me to where I am now.
Now, did you ever get a chance to fly with him?
No, I haven't yet. So he'd only served in the Navy for a short time, and he didn't keep aviation as a career.
Okay.
But just seeing the amazing things that he did and just the incredible people and things that he interacted with just was a major inspiration of what I've done. So.
Well, that is amazing. Now, both of you are here. So you're seniors at CFAA, but both of you are here because you were part of Project Stratus. So, Colby, I'm gonna let you answer this, and then if you want to add something, Alejandro, you can. Okay. What is, for our viewers that don't know, what, because, you know, I think stratosphere, right? So I'm a science teacher, I think stratosphere. What is Project Stratus? Can you tell our audience and tell our viewers, what is it, and how did you get involved in that?
Yes, so Project Stratus is a program started by ACE, basically to get students exposed and educated about different aspects of the aviation industry.
Okay.
So we've done things like tour facilities at Tampa International. We've done things like, you know, learning about physics and skydiving and how that works together.
Well, that's cool.
Yes. So,
okay, that's really cool. Okay.
So the main focus is just to expose students to the different aspects, in that there aren't, it's not just, you know, you don't have to just be a pilot if you want to be in aviation. You know, there's so many different opportunities that people maybe don't even consider.
Okay.
So Stratus basically says, hey, you know, take this group of students and expose them to all these different things, and then let them go out and make an informed decision on what it is that they want to do as a career.
That's awesome. Now, let me go back. When you say ACE, we're talking about the Aerospace Center for Excellence.
Yes,
here,
ma'am.
At Sun and Fun, which partners with the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. Now, Alejandro, is the Stratus Project, is it, what does it do for you? Tell our audience, what does it do for you? Is it a, you know, is it a competition? What is it? So can you add on to what Colby just told
us?
Yes,
ma'am. So with Project Stratus, the cool thing about Stratus is it opens so many doors to so many opportunities in the aviation world. Like Colby was saying, right, not only are you exposed to different career fields that you can go to, but you're also open opportunities. You meet cool people that, you know, you might meet later in your career and, you know, can give you job opportunities and stuff like that.
Right.
So it's a really good, you know, project that ACE put together.
Okay.
So another thing that we also did is during Sun and Fun, we had a competition where we interviewed with Stallion 51 for a P-51 ride that Mr. Colby Lee here won, so.
Okay, all right. So let me ask you, Alejandro, I'm going to give these. What is the criteria to get into the status pro? Is it in the Stratus project? Is there a criteria? Do you have to have a certain GPA? Do you have to have, what is the criteria to get in? So for those students that might be interested in CFAA or interested in, can you tell us a little bit about that?
So the criteria to get in, we basically, what ACE does is they give out like applications,
okay,
right? So when you fill out an application, you gotta record yourself a video, right, of yourself talking to the camera, a little bit about yourself, what your goals are in aviation. So that way we can see how good of a communicator you are, and, you know, we kind of get to see why should you be selected to join this group of students.
Okay, and how many did they select? How many students in the group?
So I believe there was a round total of like 20 students, and
okay,
the finalists were only 6.
Wow. Now, those finalists, there were 6 of you that competed for the P-51.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Okay, so what, and let me go to you, Colby, we're getting there because I noticed you guys, I see the shirt. So, but what did you have to do as far as part of the competition? So what did each of you do? And Colby, I'll go to you first and then Alejandro. What did you do as part, was it an essay, was it photography, was it art, was it a video or a movie, or what did you have to do to enter the competition?
So I believe in previous years, Stratus has focused mainly on like media production, so the students would, they would actually issue cameras and students would go out and, you know, take pictures and videos,
okay,
just around the show and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But this year they moved more towards, we all wrote essays, and then we had a series of interviews both with the people in charge of Stratus and then the people at Stallion 51.
Yeah.
To kind of narrow down that list and then get to the list of finalists.
And that's awesome. How did you find the interviews, Alejandro? I got to hear from a little bird from Stallion 51. They were pretty intense, but oh, you made it very tough on them. So how were those interviews? How did the interview go?
So the first interview we did was pretty simple. You know, it was a lot of, you know, just talking about yourself and you kind of exposing yourself to them and letting them know why you should be selected. But then we both got called to speak with the pilot, with Lee Lauterbach, and that interview was a lot more intense.
Okay, yeah. I would have been shaking. I would have been shaking. Now, what were some of the things he asked you? I'll go, Colby, I'll have you answer that, and then what did he ask you? Is there something that stands out?
So he asked about our personal aviation experience,
okay,
what our goals were, pretty similar to what we were asked in the previous interviews, just
okay,
kind of hearing it for himself.
Okay.
And then one of the big questions was he asked what our favorite airplane was, and I think most of us answered incorrectly. I don't think anyone answered the P-51, but...
Guys, seriously?
Yeah, I know. I kind of dropped the ball on that one, but... So it was a lot of fun just getting to talk to him and, you know, getting to meet him, all that kind of stuff. So.
Now, I would be remiss if both of you fly. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, where are you? Alejandro, where are you in your flight path? I know you're going to be a pilot. So are you a pilot now? Where are you? And do you happen to be a James C. Ray Scholarship Award winner?
Yes, ma'am. So I'm James C. Ray Scholarship recipient.
Yes.
I'm around 20 hours in, so my solo is the next step. So hopefully after the flying, I can get that done and do my rest of my 20 hours so I can finish my my full license.
That is awesome. Now, when do you fly, Alejandro? When do you find time to fly?
So around 3 times a week, I go fly right here at Lakeland. This is my home airport. So I try to make, you know, that space and get my ride to drive me there, and that's how we made it happen.
K-L-A-L. All right. Well, and then now, what about you, Colby?
So I started flying at 15. I got a scholarship from the Lakeland Aero Club to fly gliders. My first rating was in gliders. And then moved on to James C. Ray, where I did airplane training.
You couldn't even drive a car.
No, ma'am.
You were flying gliders and you couldn't drive a car. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So you went on, and now, so you have your private?
Yes, ma'am.
That is awesome. Now, what is your next step?
So right now, I've been accepted to Auburn University on a Navy ROTC scholarship. So from there, I'm hoping to go into Naval Flight School.
Wow. And what about you, Alejandro? What's your next step?
So I'm hoping to hear back from the service academies. So that's where I'm at right now. And if that doesn't work, I also got accepted to the Navy ROTC scholarship as well, where I'll be attending Embry-Riddle.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Guys, I have to tell you, it just gives me goosebumps. Now, I understand, and both of you, I'm going to put a little bug in Lee's ear because I think both of you need to fly. So we got to figure this out. But I do understand, and rightly so, I know how tough the decision was because you are both extraordinary. But I understand that, Colby, you were the winner, and I want to say congratulations to you. It was well deserved. Tell me what you get to do. What is in your very, very, I'm going to say very near future. So what do you get to do? Have you ever done it before? And how are you feeling about it?
So tomorrow afternoon, I'll be going with Lee back to Kissimmee in the P-51.
I'm guessing he's not going to make a straight line.
No, man. I've been told by past winners that pretty much we get to do kind of what we want in terms of, you know, maneuvers and all that kind of stuff. I've done some light aerobatics before, but nothing in something like a P-51.
Okay.
So
you've had a little bit of experience. Where did you gain that experience?
Another opportunity that I've had through the Lakeland Aero Club, we go to Alabama and we train. We do upset spin recovery with Greg Kuntz, who's a air performer.
Yes, absolutely. Now, let me ask you. Alejandro, and again, congratulations, Colby. It's well deserved, and I'm so excited for you. And make sure that you take video.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me a little bit. Both of you have mentioned. I want to know a little bit more about the Lakeland Aero Club. So, Alejandro, I'm going to let you answer that. I see that the hangar doors are open, and I know that people can stop in there. And I also know that there's a lot of young people, which is, if you want to hang out with the cool people, that's where you go. But what is the Lakeland Aero Club, and what do you do there, Alejandro? How often do you get there, and what is it all about?
So, I personally don't really go to the Lakeland Aero Club.
Okay.
But Mr. Colby Lee here, he's the senior vice president of Air Club, so
you can add
a little bit more onto that.
Okay, well, look at that. I thank you for that. So I'm going to have you answer that, Colby.
Yeah, so the Lakeland Air Club is a high school flying club focused on educating, again, students in multiple facets of aviation, both building, maintaining, and also flying airplanes. So the idea was kind of that the students who participate in James C. Ray, you know, you're 17 years old, you just got your pilot's license, maybe working at a fast food or a grocery store. Aviation is expensive, and a lot of kids, even on scholarship, you know, still can't afford to go do it as frequently as they'd like to. So the club was formed with the idea that we would like to keep students flying at a cheaper or just completely reduced cost. In a way to build hours to get further ratings or, you know, whatever other aspirations you might have.
That's awesome. And how long have you been involved with the Aero Club?
This is my fourth year in the Aero Club.
Okay. And I want to give a shout out, absolutely. Where do you take lessons from, Alejandro? Where are you learning to fly?
So I'm working with a private instructor right here at Lakeland, like I mentioned before.
Okay.
His name is Justin Huerta.
Awesome.
So shout out to Justin.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's fantastic. Now, I understand, do you either one of you have plans to have, this is the second largest air show. The first largest air show, the biggest one, is coming up this summer. Any plans to go to Oshkosh, to Air Venture? Either one of you?
None for me.
Okay.
We've been in years past with the club.
I was going to ask, does the Aero Club, did you fly there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about that before we have to close out.
Of course. So we took three of our airplanes, Piper Cubs, from Lakeland to Oshkosh, Wisconsin, about 1,500 miles all the way up, about 15 stops. It takes about a week to get there and a week to get back. So going nowhere fast. But
you have time to spare, you go by air.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, before we have to close out, both of you, I want to say congratulations.
Thank you.
Your future is so bright, I have to wear shades. I can only hope that my sons are listening. One happens to be behind the camera. So I hope that he's listening. I have to ask you, if you could talk to your eighth grade going into ninth grade self, and you could give a piece of advice, what would you say? What would you say to yourself? Alejandro, I'm going to start with you. What would you say?
So I would say, follow your heart, right? And every opportunity that you get, use it, right? Don't let any opportunity go away because you may only have it once, right? So it's a thing that a lot of people say, but it's not until you actually live it that you actually understand what it means. So I would say, go through everything, enjoy everything, and meet every people that you could meet, and have fun.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you. Out of the mouths of babes, everybody. That's awesome. All right, Colby, what would you say to your eighth grade going into ninth grade self? What advice would you give?
I would say approach every situation with humility. You know, don't be the first person to speak. Be the first to listen and to learn and think, hear what other people have to say. And take what they have to say and apply it to yourself, or maybe even use it to help others.
You know, you're both seniors. I have interviewed a lot of people sitting at this desk. You, by far, are two of the most extraordinary individuals I've ever. And the fact you must be like 45 or 46 year olds, like trapped in this like young body, because that advice that you just gave is absolutely and utterly amazing. And so I want to congratulate both of you. I want to encourage you. I want to say to both of you, you are 100% star stuff. The very essence of the cosmos is in each of you. Don't you forget it. The same nitrogen, calcium, carbon, and oxygen that makes up the stars is in you. There is a reason that you were chosen to be the finalist and the winner of the Stratus Project. And it has truly been, this has been one of my favorite interviews of all times. You are extraordinary. And I'm so proud of both of you. I do not mean that in a trite way. So with that, wow. Okay. My name is Lori Bradner. We are here broadcasting live, and you just watched the very reason that I sit at this desk and why we do at Florida Aviation Network what we do. We do it for the future, and as you just heard firsthand, the future is so bright. We have got to wear shades. We are going to be okay. We are broadcasting live and in the clear from the Central Florida Aerospace Academy at the 49th Annual Sun and Fun. Please do not miss it. We'll see you here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.